Hi guys, welcome to the sixth episode of our weekly podcast at the end of the day. And today, this is me, Deepika Shrestha.
And this is me, Anuj Thapa. And we have invited a guest whose name is Lakshmi Shrestha.
Actually, we are right now in her beautiful house. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Lakshmi is actually from Nepal and she has been in the US from the year 2005. Well, before coming to the US, you had your career in the banking sector in Nepal for the past 11 years, Lakshmi, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
And then, interestingly, you came in the US in 2005 and then you were able to start banking career in the US in the same year after about 6 months of you being here. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about how exactly Lakshmi managed to find a career in the US in the same sector where she was working back home in Nepal.
Lakshmi used to work at Nepal Bangladesh Bank in Nepal.
And right now, yes, and right now she is working as a relationship banker at JP Morgan Chase Bank in New York.
Within 6 months of coming to US, you found a job of your desired career, which is quite unusual, right?
Oh. Super good luck.
Yeah, super good luck. So how did this happen? Okay, yes. Walk us through the journey.
So I was applying for the different positions, you know, different banks, an insurance company, everywhere I was like, you know, applying online.
What gave you the energy and the motivation to start applying in banking sector? Mm-hmm. Because as an immigrant,
right,
at times you don't tend to have that motivation,
right,
to directly approach these big organizations.
I'm a self-motivated person, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have like the confidence level was really like, you know, enough, mm-hmm. because to apply those jobs. Since I was working in Nepal Bangladesh Bank, mm-hmm. so since I had a long time that experience, it motivated me that to apply those jobs. That was the main reason that, you know, if I would not have that experience, I would not be like thinking about it to apply in a banking job in this sector, right?
Financial sector. That's a so interesting thing. So normally people say that the experience we have in our own country is useless. The certificate we have in our country is useless.
I don't think so. Definitely the experience is not useless. Maybe the study, you have to do it over. You have to go to school again,
right,
to get that certification, okay, some kind of certification. But the experience, that really counts. That's what I feel about it. And that was my faith, like, okay, I had an experience, let me try in my own field, why not, right? Mm-hmm. I applied to several banks though, it's not the only one bank, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So even an insurance company I applied for, it's a financial, wherever I see the financial with the openings that I was like applying online. And luckily what happened that I got a call back from Bank of New York,
okay,
right? Mm-hmm. And then I went for the interview. I was interviewed by one of that HR manager there. Mm-hmm. Her name was Donna. She asked me that, Lakshmi, what position would you like to apply? I can handle manager job too, if you really, you know, believe me. Mm-hmm. Because in Nepal Bangladesh Bank, I was a relationship manager there. Mm-hmm. So I said, like, I can handle that manager job. Will you be able to, you know, offer me that job? And it was like long, like, you know, just laughing, you know, so okay. She was offering me the part-time job.
Okay.
And I said, Donna, since, you know, I never worked part-time before because I really need a full-time job. Mm-hmm. If you have it, if you don't have it, that's fine. You know, honestly, I said, if you don't have that position, that's fine, but if you have it, please. Mm-hmm.
Because you negotiated, yeah, they might say, okay, oh, why is this new staff trying to negotiate? We better not have her in the team.
She seems so
You're not scared at all.
No, not at all, not at all. So, you know, I since my childhood, I never scared to speak with anybody, mm-hmm. never, ever. Mm-hmm. Because what I was taught that from my parents, like, hey, you don't have to scare with anybody. If you don't do, so, you know, wrong, don't scare with anybody to talk. Nobody will hit you. Nobody will eat you, you know. So that's what I learned from my parents. If they say yes, you will be so happy.
Yes. Okay. And then that happened.
Right? That happened to me.
So what happened then? Yeah.
Were you offered full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Wow.
Okay. She said, Lakshmi, we decided to hire you. And we're, you know, it's a full-time. Mm-hmm. I said, Thank you very much. Mm. I really appreciate it. I really need it.
When you were appearing for that interview,
right?
Was that the first interview you ever faced in America?
That was not first interview.
So what walk happened? Us through that. How many interviews you had before that?
I had, I think, two or three interviews before that. So, and there was some other interview over the phone. I didn't appear.
Okay.
I didn't hear back. Mm-hmm. Actually, Anuj, as you said, that was my first interview that when I went there.
In person.
In person, in person. Wow. Yeah,
and you nailed it.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my, you know, confidence level, like, you know, so I could, why not, everybody's doing it. It's a, you know, banking all over the world is the minus plus, you know.
It's all about math, right?
Yes, it's about the minus plus, you know, and the multiplication, you know.
Yeah. What kind of preparation did you do when you applied for Zappa?
You need to be yourself, actually, you know. When you be in front of somebody, like, you're not making up things. People can notice that. I have my willing power, you know. Okay, I could do it. Everybody can do it. Why not me?
Right.
You know, this is United States. This country is made by all immigrant people.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I take things, like, easily. You know, it's not, it's, I don't like to take things, like, so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Very, take it easily,
take
you
it
know.
Easily. Okay.
Easygoing person, you know, and be simple.
Okay.
Honest. Right. That's it.
If anybody watching this or if anybody listening to our podcast would like to get in touch with you, would it be okay to share your email address?
Yeah.
MILAKA45@hotmail.com.
Please feel free to email her, but make sure you write at the end of the day in the subject matter, so that she understands where the email is coming from.
Yeah, so that she knows what the email is related to and she does not discard your email.
Yeah, she's a busy woman. Huh?
Yes, of course. We can
let's wrap
that
up the podcast
so,
now.
Thank you so much, Lakshmi, for sparing us your time and then sharing your precious experience of your life with us through this podcast. For me, the major takeaway from her experience is, you know, you got to have the willing power, the confidence, and you got to be proud of the rich experience you have had in your country. Yes. And on that note,
so yeah, keep listening to our podcast and watching our podcast on YouTube channel, and subscribe our YouTube channel, and please leave us feedback. So bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye.